Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
That's right. Everything's going to be all right, guys. Just chill out a little bit, all right? Great song. Three Birds. Dan Wilson back in the studio. It is the WIP Morning Show. From Borgata, John Ritchie, James Seltzer, and for Joe DeCamera, we got Rhea Hughes, Devin Caney hanging out. Little Bob Marley on a Friday morning. I'm good with Bob Marley on a Friday.
I love
morning.
Bob Marley, yeah. Especially on a Friday.
Exactly. Exactly. What famous Philly used Bob Marley as his walk-up?
Shane, didn't he?
Shane Victorino, a little Buffalo Soldier.
I like that.
There might have been others too, but I was thinking of Shane.
I only got sick of Bob Marley one time when in college, a bunch of us drove out to Notre Dame to take in my first football game. Like hour, like eight. I was like, all right.
I can get that.
We can kind of move on.
Yeah, maybe play some other music.
I think some people were stoned. Just kept replaying it. I'm like, no more.
Yeah, well, you know, Bob and that go well together, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
All right, 215-592-9494. We got one more hour to go. A reminder, Jeffrey Lurie, for the first time in 30 years, is going to be on WIP on Monday at 9:15. He will join this show for Brandon Graham Day, of course, May 5th. Monday, we will be honoring Brandon Graham for Brandon Graham Day, and we have exciting news. BG Live at the Colonial Theater had been sold out, but the Colonial Theater has released a limited number of tickets for BG Live on 5-5. So if you wanted to go, sold out, couldn't get tickets, this is your chance. Get it now. It's going to be awesome. Brandon Graham on stage talking about his career, talking about inside stories, all kinds of stuff that you can never see or get anywhere else. It is a once in a lifetime type of situation for that. So don't miss your chance to take part in this incredible night for one of our favorite Eagles of all time to honor him. Get your tickets at 94WIP.com. And then Monday on the show, Jason Kelce will be on the show on Monday. Brandon Graham on his day. And again, Jeffrey Lurie for the first time in 30 years on WIP calling in to honor the great Brandon Graham. That is going to be something to hear. Make sure you're listening right around this time on Monday to hear all that awesomeness. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phones for the final hour of the show. And I see our guy, Drew, in Westchester.
Drew
hasn't called as much. But fatherhood has taken him out of the calling game a little bit, but you're still there, buddy. How you been? How's Noah? How you doing, pal?
Morning show host, Seltzer. How we doing, folks? TJ Hishmandzadeh, how you doing?
Yes! We don't get that enough. Dan, if you go to the morning
team.
Dan, the morning page, it's in red in the right-hand top corner, like the morning news page where we put the drops. Give me a little TJ Hishmandzadeh.
That was TJ Hishmandzadeh.
Oh, man.
So good.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So good.
There
That's
it
horrendous.
I know.
So horrendous.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
It's really good. It's so bad. It's good.
It's so good.
Devin, I'm just going to give you a pro tip from now on. If I ever question if I can pronounce a name, I just don't use it.
That is great.
It took me a while to be able to.
Lesson learned.
Yes.
I'll say that.
To say Giannis's last name, and I just used to call him Giannis.
Yeah.
And Tua.
Yeah.
I tripped over Tagovailoa so many times, I finally stopped saying it. I'm like, everybody knows who Tua is.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Good to talk to you folks. Yeah, Noah's great. I'm hoping to be back to call in more regularly, maybe in the around July or so in the summer. Likewise, but yeah, Phil's look.
Are you walking yet? Like, are you
following the walker? That how old are we talking?
What's it, like 6 months now? A little less?
Yeah, he's 6 months. So that's
okay. So he's not walker. He's not walking
right here. Right? Come on,
Jimmy, nailing the age. That is pretty spectacular.
Yeah,
so Drew, that is exciting, but it's not even hard yet. You know, like
they're not moving.
Will get hard around. Well, 10 months
to John's
when they
point.
Walk,
yeah. Well, it's the window. It's 10 months. Till you can leave them by themselves. So it's like 2.5, yeah. 3, whatever it is, yeah. Where they can sit in a room by themselves
you
for like
go to the bathroom.
Exactly. Go to the bathroom.
Where you don't have to follow them every time they go up the steps.
Exactly.
Every time they go down the steps.
True. Look, it's all wonderful and it's the best thing in life.
Oh, the first day they walk is super exciting and then you're like, I'm
so
screwed.
But there is about a year in there where you will have to follow your child or bring your child everywhere you go and you will feel it.
Yeah, sure. I'll just say one step at a time. I'm happy to have them sleep in through the night at the at the moment. With the Phils, I think it's tough because they're gonna win a lot of games, but I just don't really see it right now. I feel like going into the season, you know, like they needed their version of like a T.O. or Saquon to like inject life into the team, and I look at what, you know, like you saw him last weekend, I look at what like a guy like Kyle Tucker is doing for the Cubs right now. He's probably going to be the NL MVP, and like I don't remember the national reporting there, but I look at what the Astros gave up, and I don't feel like a deal for him would have cost you Miller or Painter. And
it
I
might
don't
have
know
Cam Smith is what is like the prize of the deal, and not like he's a Miller-esque prospect, you know.
He is good for sure. I just don't know where that spark is coming from, and that
I totally agree with the point.
Some of the parts just aren't adding up right now, and that's one of my big concerns.
I 100% agree with you. It just feels like something's off with this group. And again, like this is why John and I were yelling it to camera this offseason, saying like they have to do more. Like this is not good enough to just bring this group back. And John, to your point, I think it's the attitude, but I think the attitude is perpetuated by the fact that it's just the same group of guys and they're trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, well, it's the same group of guys, but now they've been given an addendum. Hey, but we're going to not do the daycare thing anymore. We're going to be more serious this year. They don't know how to be. They don't know how this team is supposed to conduct itself, how it's supposed to carry itself. And I do think this team functions best when they don't have the weight of the world and this city on their shoulders, when they can go out there and just swing freely, when they can, you know, just try to put bat on ball, not think or overthink, just try to have fun and enjoy the greatness of baseball.
Yeah, they're playing a game. They're playing a kid's
game. You always played. That's the way we're best. We're so far away from that at times, and it's the manager's job to try to steer it back while maintaining discipline. That's the part, and that takes a lot of work. That takes a lot of work. That takes following up on the, hey, Kirkring, we must discuss what, you know, we must discuss this to make you better. And that means you can't miss that conversation. You can't. You must make good on the promise of actually coaching these players and trying to make them better.
Drew, you got an answer? Go ahead, Drew.
I was going to say on Bryce, I think he'll be fine, and he's obviously lived up to the contract. But look, if you know, God forbid, the Mets somehow win the World Series this year, that's three NL East teams winning a World Series.
Oh, my God, Drew, why did you have to do that? Here.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that, Drew? Why?
They're not.
Why even put that out there? As of now, it's only two, Drew. It's only two. Drew, what's your answer, brother, for a title?
I'm going to go with American Girl by Tom Petty.
Oh, it's a great answer and a great song.
That is
an
awesome song.
But yes, it's a really awesome song. Featured in Silence of the Lambs, among other movies.
Great. I like American Woman better.
Do you really?
I like American Girl better.
I like American Girl better, too. I like the Guess Who version better than the Lenny Kravitz version of American Woman.
You know that American Woman by the Guess Who.
Yeah.
It was actually a song written in protest of America.
No, I did not know that.
American Woman.
I know they're a British. I know they're a British band.
They're talking up America. No, it was a response to
Yeah, and I will say Lenny Kravitz's cover of it is actually quite good as far as it goes. Like I think
you ever seen
better,
Lenny play live?
I have not.
I did. It was interesting.
Oh, not great, huh? Oh, yeah. Handsome fella, though.
Oh, my God.
Handsome fella.
He is so good looking. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, and
he works out. He works out like crazy.
He works out.
Him he works out.
Him and Lisa Bonet and then Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz.
A beautiful family. Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. Like they are, sometimes it's just not right.
It might be the most beautiful family. They're running.
Genes are strong.
Just take three people as a family and say that's about as beautiful
as
it might be.
Speaking of, is Joe just getting out of his like pop culture assignment this week?
Oh, good point. So I had left after that happened last week.
And I was off.
So how did he do on Zendaya first and foremost?
He did okay.
So.
I don't know.
He didn't. I don't understand why we're doing this so much.
Because
Joe doesn't know anything. Yeah. I don't know.
It's Joe using his job as a way to try and do something he wants to do anyway, like learn more about stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And making an excuse for it. Yeah. But who was it? Blake Lively?
Blake Lively was his assignment for this week, which I guess will now be next Friday. Did you just drop your phone too?
Yeah. So inside baseball.
Weird messes over here.
Inside baseball. That did sound really loud. Because it hit the microphone, not because it's particularly loud. It's because Fran just gave me a piece of paper that said, check your phone. I guess Dan Wilson has texted me.
So,
a little inside baseball here. Dan Wilson texted me drop of the week read, which I have in my hand, as you can see right now, is about to do it. So, Dan, for you, normally at this time we do drop of the week. Drop of the week we will not do because Joe is not here, but drop of the week usually sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. That one was for you, Dan Wilson. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phone. Get back to the phones here. Let's talk to our buddy JB in Chestnut. What up, JB?
Good morning. What's up, my man?
How you been, pal? Pots and pans.
Yeah, you know. John, do you know people have a fear of long words? Is a word that's like 26 letters long?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
That's
Truscadecophobia.
No way. Did you really just pull that out? Are you serious
right now? That's 100% correct.
You both are ridiculous humans. First of all,
I think it was one of John's like
what an amazing
pull.
Was it? What, I don't know, but that's an amazing pull by you. I love that the word like that's hilarious. It's like the fact that the people have fear of long words are called that long word is just sometimes the English language can be hilarious. That's one of those cases.
It is wild.
Why are they afraid of long words?
What a weird thing to be. You're right. I went with you asking the real question that you'd be asking. Why is there anyone who has a fear of long words?
It's just a word.
Like, I guess, okay, here's a scenario potentially. Maybe you're in a spelling contest and you have a high-profile miss on a long word. Maybe that could create a phobia.
Perhaps.
That's the best I can do, guys. I'm really
Sounds
stretching
pretty
here.
Good.
I'm really stretching here.
I participated in spelling bees when I was younger.
I'm a very good speller. My wife is a horrendous speller.
Really?
So it works out well. Yes. Not harassed. That's not
I
fair.
Love
that's
spelling.
Not fair. She's not a bad, like, she's not a horrible speller, but, like, I am light years better than her as a speller. So I'm not often good. Spelling things in my house.
I've told this it's story important. Before. I would always ask my mom how to spell something. She'd go, go look it up. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't know how to spell it. I'm like, you know, this is from the same woman who gave my sister and I dictionaries.
Well, we were just speaking about Drew with Noah. Like, Zoe being six now, I'm right in that learning to read stage of things. That's a whole nother hurdle that you come to.
Oh, it's frustrating.
Oh, is it ever? Oh. Is it ever? But why? That doesn't make, like, the word, so the word thief came up yesterday. Like, how am I supposed to explain to a six-year-old the IE thing? She's like, what do you mean that's how you spell thief? Like,
yeah, the
why?
English language
She's
is
like,
so weird.
She'll always just be like, why? No. And I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, because that's how it's spelled, man.
Has
I don't know.
Irregular stuff.
Yep.
English has weird stuff.
Weird stuff.
Way more weird stuff than the other language.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
I don't know how I learned.
Like silent P's. Yeah. Like what are we doing there? Yeah. Psychology, like that kind of word. Like why? Like how are you supposed to teach a kid? Like, all right, because we teach like spell it out, right? Psi, S. No. Well, you know, how are you supposed to say, no, actually there's a P on the front of that. Yeah. Like just so you know, it's P-S.
And then don't even, look, I feel for you, James. When the new math comes around.
Oh, so Zoe's pretty adept at math. Like, she's kind of got a brain
no, but
for
you
math,
can't but help them with it because
oh,
it's
we don't know
new
it.
Math.
So is this new math's a real thing, Richie? You've been through this too. Is new math a real thing?
What is new math?
I've heard this mentioned before, but I don't think I'm going to let this happen. I'm just going to teach her old math.
No, I tried to, and my son said absolutely
doesn't
not.
Work?
No, he goes, that's not how they're teaching me it.
You feel the same way, Richie? Is this
Wait, what do
experience?
You mean that's not how they're teaching?
I'm
so
not
they teach
mathy
math
to begin
now,
with,
apparently.
So it was kind of like
you didn't
I
care
expected
enough.
To be unable to
You were like, what are you learning
it?
In English? I'm in on
yeah,
that. I
yeah.
get it. I get it.
Let's
that's what I'll
stuff.
Be like. Emily's going to be a math one anyway, so I don't have to worry about that too much. But anyway, JB, how you doing,
guys?
Sorry about that.
Yeah, we can get into it. Versus meters versus pounds, and you get to that later.
it's the last hour of the show. We're getting a little loose right now.
So I think the Phillies have to make some sort of trade, something before the trade deadline. I think it's a long burn season, not overly concerned. I think more importantly, going into, you know, about Jahad Campbell, that's two guys in the exact same position that are injury prone, which I don't know if it means, like, we're going to see the emergence of, like, you know, Ben Van Summeren, the ex-fullback.
Well, he's a fullback now, officially.
Yeah. Ex-fullback now.
So you think he'll be an ex-linebacker, turned ex-fullback, turned former linebacker?
Right.
Yeah, I got you.
Right, like a Fangio thing. Or does Fangio, like, take Aziz Ojulari and just, like, hey, you're going to be the inside guy now?
I highly doubt that. I don't know, though. John, we've got a lot of versatility with these guys. It does seem like with the draft pick stuff that Vic and Bond, obviously, the shining example of that, of the guys who could do different things. But do you think that, like, we're getting a little too far with the, you know, Vic will take it, you know, just take him and turn him into something that he might not be?
I do think he's a great coach.
Oh, like, just put him as an edge rusher.
I do think that we are throwing around the, both with Vic Fangio and Jeff Stoutland, they'll rehab them to be, you know, a great player.
It doesn't matter. Everyone
I don't know if that's going to apply to, like, every single player that the Eagles have brought in, both in free agency and through the draft. Like, there's going to be some guys who just don't work out.
Whether they don't work hard enough.
Okay.
I think Jahad Campbell will work out for what it's worth. But I'm talking about, like, these other guys, like guys like Green, who they brought in for the O-line. Everyone's like, well, Jeff Stoutland can, you know, make
it
better.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to work out bad.
I don't know.
Triskaidekaphobia is the fear of the number 13.
Yeah.
It's not the
Triskaidekaphobia.
Yeah. Okay. So that's a mistake.
That's a mistake, but still, I'm still going to give you credit for that being super impressive.
It was close.
So then so what is it? What's the actual word for it?
I don't know.
The word is hippo monster skipolyphobia.
Okay, so it still works in terms of my point of it being a long word. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, yeah, it's 26 letters.
All right, JB, you got an answer for us?
How about when a man loves a woman? We'll get to it.
Oh, that's a big
answer.
That's
really
a song
is a good one.
And
I love the double entendre.
Yeah, but the song,
the double up or whatever. You
song
call.
In the discussion for one of the great songs of all time.
Absolutely,
say, like, certainly in the top 10,
sure.
20, whatever you want to say. Like, I have a list of, like, the 50 greatest songs of all time. That is, like, you know, my top 10. But I think that would be in there. I think When a Man Loves a Woman, absolutely in the discussion.
Percy Sledge.
Yeah, what a song. And obviously, I've recreated many times since. Go to Chuck and Cherry Hill. I'm sure he has some stats.
You like the Michael Bolton?
No. I was just saying that people do. I don't hate it.
That's
fine.
The thing. I don't hate
it. It's a fine version. It's just the Percy Sledge one
is
better.
Percy Sledge is way better. But the song is so great that Michael Bolton
That's my point. Is anyone can get, like, any version of it by a real singer is usually pretty damn good. Yeah. All right. Hey, Chucky, how you doing, pal?
Hey, what's up, gang?
What's up,
the general consensus that John's the best speller?
Yes. If I had to bet my life on one of us spelling on this show, I would bet on John.
First of all,
Devin, we're all
never seen me spell.
That's a fair point, but John's got, like,
John just shows off his large vocabulary.
But it's also years and knowledge, you know. I'm saying
my mom was an English teacher.
His mom was an English teacher.
So right, maybe that.
Look, I'm a great speller too, but I just wasn't. Rhea looks like she thinks she's a better speller than John. Okay.
Chuck,
I want to thank you. You're doing this. A morning show spelling bee will happen. We will make this happen.
Love it. I'm spelling bee.
Because we all think we're good. I'm guessing Joe doesn't think he's good.
I was just going to say Joe's going to come in last
the whole
place.
Thing, and we'll just let Joe moderate it, and we'll go all against each other.
This will be hysterical.
Love this.
No Triscadelphophobia.
Well, or maybe there is. That's the point. We'll see how hard it goes.
I wouldn't even try to spell that word.
I would. Try. No. I don't think I'd get
I would
it
try.
Right.
I would get it wrong. Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Chucky.
Well, James, I have a very fair word. There's no trick in it for John. And if anybody thinks he's wrong, when he's wrong, just say wrong.
Here we go,
John. You ready, buddy? This is a fair word and hint. There's no trick. All right? Facetious.
F-A-C-E-T-I-O-U-S.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, nobody gets that right. Nobody gets that right. Congratulations, man. Well. I was betting on you, though, buddy. I had my money on you anyway.
Thank you.
All right, Chris from the Midday Show. If you're going to come in the morning show and jump on Harper for his first error of the year, please give me a break, buddy. Come on. +5 fielder last year, top three at first base. Done a remarkable job defensively at first base. You're not going to have a perfect season.
Chuck, and I agree. I think it's more, and this is what I said, because I agree. I said I'd give him a pass on the defensive play.
Yeah,
it's just more that the defensive play happening now in the midst of the struggles, the mopiness, feels more like a symbol of him not being locked in the way he should.
Sure.
More so, you know what I mean? But I agree with you. I'm giving him a pass on the defense.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so, James, if I were to ask you, because they're saying Harper's head's down, this guy tries more than anybody. His OPS right now is 784. He's not used to a sub-8, sub-9 OPS. Where would you place Harper by year end? He's 784 today. Give me Harper's OPS in September.
Like at the end of the season, you're saying not just for September? Yeah. I expect him to decline a little bit, but I still think he'll be good. I'll give you like 886.
Well, that's great then. So he rises all boats. If he's that, we should be fine offensively. But, you know, we go as he and Schwarber go, and if he's going to be below 8, we got troubles. You know what bothers me a lot?
Yeah, and the other thing, Chuck, I don't know that he raises all boats when the team's slugging percentage could be, you know, in the threes or something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not – like, my biggest issue watching this team last night from an offensive perspective is it is really hard for this team to score a run. Like, everyone wanted small ball baseball. Guess what? You're getting
it.
Like you have to hit home runs. You have to hit home runs to win in today's baseball game.
So, Chuck,
my bigger concern is not about the – I think Harper's going to have a 400 on base percentage by the end of the year, or 390 or whatever. Like, I need the slugging percentages team-wide to go up in a big way.
Got to go way up. Now, here's what can bother you a lot. If other teams have better athletes at certain positions, that should trust up, yada, yada. This is what can bother you. Why should the Dodgers use analytics better? I'm going to give you the example. Our caller at 720, I think his name was Ed, brought up DRS. And I like to hear callers doing that because that matters so much on defense. Why should the Dodgers, for three straight years, have a big-time plus infield shift DRS? That's their analytics package working for them in their shift. That's actually a line item. It's not a player's name. It says infield shift, +9. We're 0. Last year, +28. We were 11. Year before that, +24. We were -2. Whoa. The Dodgers are acting smarter every year in our analytic use? That bothers me. That really bothers me.
Well, they're better. They're a better analytics team. Yeah, they got Andrew Friedman running it. This guy was the guy who built the Rays. Like, they have been far ahead of the Phillies analytics-wise for years.
Barhead, I got a trivia question on the way out, and I'm betting on you as I was betting on John. I'm betting on you, James.
Okay.
Here we go. And I got to go a little bit slow so I don't confuse, because I know I do that a lot. Okay, name the player, because we know a 300 batting average is great. So that's a three. We know 400 on base is great. That's a four. 500 slug is great. That's a five. And 900 OPS is terrific. That's a nine. Name the only player in Phillies history that has a 3, 4, 5, 9. That's for batting average.
Career, you're saying career as a Philly.
Yep. Yeah, strictly Philly.
So I know the answer, so I will give everyone else a chance at it.
All right, that's great.
Okay, wait, can I hear it again? Can I hear it?
I got it, Chuck. I got it. So it's basically the only player in their career with the Phillies who has a 300 or better average, a 400 or better on base percentage, and a 500 or better slugging percentage for their career.
Schmidt?
It is not Mike Schmidt.
Oh. Nope. Keep going. Another guess, please.
I'll just say it. I don't
Dutch?
Think it's Bobby Abreu.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that.
I know you wouldn't. And I know a lot of people wouldn't. Chuck, I know you pitch for
stop.
Bobby. And
I won't stop. I won't stop.
He was a much better player than people give him credit for.
But he did not like one thing.
The wall. Yeah, the wall.
but he had a gold glove, and he leads the team.
That gold glove would have caught more balls packed up against the wall than Bobby Abreu.
When Rafael Palmeiro won a gold glove playing 18 games at first base, I was out.
I'm with you on that.
All right,
listen,
Chuck, you got an answer for us?
Where did I write it down? Oh, good Lord, my notes. I can't read my big script. What's this say here? Rain Man. Is that said yet?
Oh, Chuck coming through with the big answer. Chuck, great call, buddy. We appreciate it. Rain Man is a potential winning answer, too.